Part 3. The Right Product. In Part 2, we considered the people, looking at the structure and roles of strong product teams. In Part 3, we explore how to determine what the product team should be working on. Product Roadmaps. Overview. Now that we've got some strong product teams, we need to answer this fundamental question. What should our product team work on? For most companies, especially those described in Chapter 6, the root causes of failed product efforts, that's not a question the teams have to worry much about because they are usually handed down the things to work on in the form of a product roadmap. One of the key themes of this book is focusing on outcome and not output. Realize that typical product roadmaps are all about output. Yet good teams are asked to deliver business results. Most of the product world has the same definition for product roadmap, but there are a few variations. I define product roadmap as a prioritized list of features and projects your team has been asked to work on. These product roadmaps are usually done on a quarterly basis, but sometimes they are rolling 3 months, and some companies do annual roadmaps. In some cases, product roadmaps come down from management, usually referred to as a stakeholder-driven roadmap, and sometimes the roadmap comes from the product manager. They don't usually include little things like bugs and optimizations, but they do normally contain the requested features, projects, and big, multi-team efforts, often called initiatives. And they typically include due dates or at least time frames for when each item is expected to be delivered. Management knows that many parts of the company need things from the product organization. Yet, we are rarely staffed to be able to do everything that's needed. So, management may help mediate this battle over the constrained resources. That's where stakeholder-driven roadmaps are especially common. Management has fair reasons for wanting product roadmaps. First, they want to be sure you're working on the highest value things first. Second, they are trying to run a business, which means they need to be able to plan.
They want to know when key capabilities will launch so they can coordinate marketing programs, sales force hiring, dependencies with partners, and so on.
These are reasonable desires.
Yet, typical roadmaps are the root cause of most waste and failed efforts in product organizations.
Let's explore why product roadmaps are such a problem, and then let's consider the alternatives.